Can we move on to item four, which hopefully will be a little simpler, easier? This is a proposal to extend the footbridge adjacent to the Citic Tower so that the existing footbridge joins up with the Ledgeco complex. And we've got a number of people to join us. Welcome everybody, welcome. Sorry to have kept you waiting, apologies. We have with us, I gather, from the Chief Secretary for Administration's office, Derek Chow, from ArcSD, Simon Chan and H.M. Fong, and from Highways Department, Simon Tang and Peter Poon. Can't imagine, but has anyone any interest to declare in relation to the bridge? Any engineers? Anything to declare? All right. I think Mr. Tang, you're going to brief us, are you?
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much. Would you take the task force through? Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Chairman. First, the first thing, I have to learn how to use this machine. So I think this is the first page, right? Mm-hmm. If you the title. The title implies that we are doing an extension of an existing footbridge from Citic Tower Bridge to Ledgeco. Okay, about the background of this little project. At present, there are three pedestrian routes from the MOT commercial area to Ledgeco Council, and only one road is with a cover. However, in June last year, it was raised by the Ledgeco member that they need the direct and separate cover route from the MOT area to Ledgeco complex direct. So, after consideration by our Chief Secretary Office, the government decided to build an extension of the footbridge from existing Citic Tower footbridge to the LCC crossing the street called Tin Mei Avenue. Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I didn't got a pointer, but maybe I try. I don't know whether you see this one is the route A from Tamar Park. Which doesn't have a cover. So it was rejected by the Ledgeco member. And the second one, from Tin Mei Avenue, and also from the existing EW1. And this one is, I think this one is with cover. This one is with cover. But however, the Ledgeco member consider that you know, it's from time to time, especially in this time of Hong Kong, there are so many people coming out for demonstration. So they are afraid that the route will be blocked by those people doing a demonstration. So again, rejected. And option C is largely walking on pedestrian. From the existing footbridge, and also there should be escalator and leap down to Tin Mei Avenue and entering into the LCC. And so this one is without cover, and the Ledgeco member didn't like it. Okay, now. The scope of this extension of Tower Bridge is quite a very small project. It's construction of 30 meter length of cover walkway. It is involve the associated modification of existing structure in the CITIC Tower. And also we will build some landscaping as a sort of planter on the Newport Beach. And this is the key plan showing the location. This is the CITIC Tower, if you could see. This is the Lesko complex. And now there's an existing CITIC footbridge here. And at the northern end of this CITIC footbridge, we are going to construct an extension for it. And because it's not directly pointing to the new Lesko complex building, so we have to build an L-shaped footbridge. We need to do a pier constructed in the central divider of Tim May Avenue and then connect straight to Lesko complex. Now we come to the modification work within the Lesko complex, which is to be carried out by RTSD. They will construct a cover link connecting the new footbridge within the office block of Lesko complex at deck level, and also a staircase connected to the street level. Other building alteration work, including the structural support for the cover link and also for the extension from the CITIC Tower footbridge. Also, they will construct modification of existing external facade of office block to provide an entrance to the first floor of the Lesko office block. And also, they need to remove and construct part of existing canopy at the Lesko demonstration area next to the members' entrance facilities. And also, they need office reception space at the entrance of the Newford Bridge. Now, this is the general plan showing the existing footbridge here, and our work starts from here. That is the extension of footbridge that I'm talking earlier. And within this Lesko complex, this is the boundary of the Lesko complex building. And the modification work within the LCC will be within the, at the southern side of the lot boundary, which involve a staircase and also some office space here. And we got some photo montage of the completed works. Now this is the existing features. Actually, this is the existing CITIC Tower Bridge. After construction, we construct a new pier along the central divider, and then from there connect the direct to Lesko complex. This is the new footbridge, this one and this one. And the view from the opposite side before construction. Again, this is the old pier and the old existing footbridge. The new one is here. Construct a new pier in the central divider, and then the connector, the construct the footbridge to join the Lesko complex. This is an internal view of the footbridge. It's showing the planter at both sides. Actually, this the design of this footbridge will make reference to the existing feature of the building or of the footbridge already in use. That is the EW2 connected from the CITIC Tower footbridge to the TEMA. To the CGO. Okay, the following thing will be interest to the member. We talk in accordance with the requirement according to the guidelines and principles. On the integrated planning, the project will to blend the footbridge extension into surrounding environment and maintain its harmony. As I said earlier, a section of this new footbridge will be in a form similar to the adjacent existing city tower footbridge, which is a concrete slab roof on corrugated steel sheet roofing, supported by steel hollow sections. And the proposed main deck across Teammate Avenue will be in a form identical to the existing footbridge EW2. And planter would be provided on both sides of the main deck, and planter and soft of the main deck would be enclosed by aluminum cladding, which is similar to the EW2 also. About the public engagement, in earlier this year, we have submitted our scheme design to the Archivist in February, and the committee has accepted in principle the design of our footbridge. And also we have consulted the Central and Western District Council and also the adjacent building management of the City Tower in June this year, and they indicated support on the projects. They both support the project actually. And looking forward, we will plan to gazette the project under the Roads Ordinance in September. And actually now we have already circulated all the plan, drawings, gazetting document to all relevant government departments for comments. And this is this process is ongoing. And we still hope it, going to gazette this project in September this year. And permeability, the proposed footbridge is not very close to the harbour, but this is connected to the existing city tower footbridge. In view of it's not really adjacent to the harbour view will not be much affected by the existence of this proposed footbridge. Connectivity and accessibility. We think the proposed footbridge together with landscape works will provide direct, present and separate covered connection to the electrical complex to from Admiralty. It also will provide a safe and comfortable walking environment and comfort for traveling on foot at an elevated level. And that is what I'm going to say today. Thank you, Chairman.
Chairman, I don't think there is much in it from a Harbourfront Commission point of view. I think it's we could support this. I don't think there's any objections from Harbourfront principals. However, I have a few other points. As a regular visitor to the Letchco building, I'd like to point out that your first slide showing the public routes is incorrect. Can you go back, please? back. Or your first... stop. Yeah, you go too far. The one on the left, which shows that you can cross from the footbridge, the current footbridge links with Teme Avenue footbridge, shows you can actually walk through Letchco building. Your security staff has closed that off. You actually have to walk back to the Harcourt Road footbridge crossings to be able to get to the Tamar Park. For some reason, you have the Rocco design is being destroyed by your security measures, as we have seen in your building, you've closed it off, so I'm not sure why. The second thing I would like to point out, Chairman, is for this particular footbridge, that it's just for staff. There's no public access. This is a staff members' access to the restaurants in City Tower, because this is not a public access point. However, deputations currently and so on are forced to go around your the public area, walk all the way around to get inside the building. Why don't you allow them to also access through this point? So people are arriving to meet with Letchco members, or people that arrive to go and make deputations. Why don't you also give them convenient access instead of currently I don't see any convenient access. I mean, every time I come for a deputation or for a meeting with Letchco, for Letchco members I have to be on the ground and go to the Letchco entrance. I cannot walk from City Tower straight in, or City Footbridge. And I wonder whether you can do that here. But if I want to do deputations, you have to go ground level all the way around to the demonstration area, all the way to the to the security office opposite your close to your little cafe. So this wouldn't help me unless you're going to fix that. So can we, if you're going to get approval to do this, help the public a little bit more and make your building more convenient?
Team, I'm not sure you may be able to answer it today, but I mean, obviously access is an issue. Anyone want to respond to Mr. Zimmerman's point?
Northern Harbour Front, please.
Maybe I would like to respond to these
Thank
questions.
Thank you.
I'm from HSD, Simon Chen. So actually, we have discussed with Legco on this road bridge. One of the reasons they want to have this road bridge is also to allow the public to have easy access to the public to the buildings directly from the Embassy Center through the City Tower Bridge, instead of going down to the second route, going through the CTC complex. So that would be a direct route, to facilitate not only the staff but also for the public to get into the buildings. That's why we also have a new entrance at the first level to receive the public, also for convenience for disabled people from the City Tower Bridge to the complex, instead of going down and up the lift.
Okay, that sounds as if it's going to be better rather than worse. Peter, quick point, because this is, I think, a fairly simple application.
Yes, well, I have a simple response. It's why do we actually need it? There is an almost direct route from Admiralty, it seems to me, cross the footbridge, down the escalator, and a very short walk at ground level, and you're actually there. So why are we building a new link? And why, if it's required now, wasn't it built into the original brief and into the design? I have to concede that there's very little that could make the Tamar complex more ugly and people unfriendly than it is, but While it probably has nothing to do with Highways Department, I think, as Paul mentioned, management is actually quite unsympathetic to sensible access and perambulation anyway, and I think this needs to be thought about, actually. The existing city footbridge is, again, old and it's awful. It's ugly. And I would hope that this, in fact, could be upgraded or replaced.
That's a good point.
I saw the note there, which isn't on the screen anymore, but it did say it blended into the surrounding environment to maintain harmony. I don't understand that at all. It doesn't seem to me to blend into anything. Why do we have to build in a similar way to the existing footbridge is another question. The problem with Acabus is that they don't look at the big picture again, and this, in terms of urban design, is simply poor. So again, it's yet another example of building something that is questionable in the first place, at a high cost, extending a very ugly system of elevated connection, whereas in fact the whole complex is supposed to be integrated, and not taking a holistic approach in terms of engineering, highways and urban design.
Proponent, would you like to pick up and respond? Why are we doing it now, particularly?
Actually, I'm Derek from the CS office. Actually, we are keeping liaising issue with LegCo all along during the construction of the LCC, LegCo complex, but it is not until June this year we note that there is such a request, and therefore, in response to this request, we built this bridge. And one of the reasons that we built this bridge is because it is... The LegCo members considers this is manifest because it demonstrates the independence and the constitutional status of the LegCo. Because they need a direct access road, and as you can see from the plans, you may understand, not the plans but the map from the illustrations, you may see that all the access routes to the LegCo complex may to a certain extent crossing over. Routing through the CGO, which some of the LegCo members consider this undesirable, and we fully respect their status, and that's why we propose this project in this disposition. Thank you.
I mean, let's look at it, task force, in the context of the harbour planning principles. I mean, that's really our role. Not to extend it beyond that, I think. Please.
Chairman, I also agree with Peter. Is the design follow the existing footbridges that looks terrible. And yeah. From the view, you look at the harbour.
I have to clarify. I'm sorry, I have to disrupt you. What I mean, the design similar to existing building is the existing new footbridge as part of the Tama development, the EW2, constructed by RTSD together with the Tama development, not the existing city tower bridge.
But I hope that you wait for me to finish.
Yes,
my
please.
Come
back. Sorry.
Instead of interrupt me, all right?
I don't mind.
You look at the section. Yes. Why you encourage to put this? I will mention. Yes, I want to like to have that bridge to be more transparent. Take reference to the one from World White House to Exchange Square. Rather than why you have that to in order to build that sort of difficult to maintain planter, and then to build up the halfway block the view. Why don't you make that whole lower section totally transparent? That's to make this whole thing looks better. So I hope you will take that sort of design approach. Thank you.
Can I answer this question first?
Yeah, please, yes. But I think that's quite a constructive suggestion. But please answer.
We can't do the transparent parapet because we have to follow the existing footbridge EW2. This is an instruction from the Let's Go Let's Secretarial. We have to follow the EW1, and that is my answer.
Let's Go also tried to double their salary, Mr. Chairman, but it wasn't accepted.
Let's focus on the bridge. Let's focus on the bridge, please. Any further comments on...
Chairman, my full support for a previous comments on the design of this footbridge. We didn't notice it, but I think if that's open and airy and permeable, I think it's a great idea. And the fact that it's slightly different from the bridge previously, I don't care. The roof structure will be the same. We only talk about the plant that's being replaced with glass panels. I can't see what the problem is, and I think it's a great idea. And from a harbourfront perspective, this is the comment that we'd like to make.
Vincent, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Two points I would like to make. I have no objection to the construction of this footbridge. Second point regarding the design, and I understand that all this difficulty, you know, when you put up a planter to consult the public, when you don't put any green things, people will ask that why don't you have green elements? Yes, as an architect, I have gone through all these. When you just put in something transparent and people ask, oh, can we have some green feature because this is so trendy, right? When you put something like this and people ask for transparency, you know, I have been through all this and I am entirely sympathetic to the architects. You know, if you sit in different consultation meeting, you have received different comments. So at the end, how should I make a decision? So I'm fine with this design as long as it's consistent with what has already been built there. Thank you, Chairman.
Okay. Clear message there.
I agree. Thank you.
Any other comments? Please, Task Force, please. Question just for the proponent. How far are we in terms of design? Is this indicative, or is this the detailed design? Where are we in terms of the process?
Actually, we are in the between the prelim and the detailed design. Actually, we now have some preliminary idea on the not a preliminary. Actually, we already have a full design on the structures, and also the outlook of the fruit of this fruit dish will follow this line, and we are now actually in we can say we are still in the middle of the design.
Okay.
And in September we are going to get set this project.
Okay. Well, I think general message. I mean, we could prolong the discussion, but I don't think there's any point in doing that. I think. General message is from around the table is mixed. I mean, we have support on my left. We obviously have some members who question the need for the connection. But I think one message that does come through quite loud and clear is, can we look at transparency? I think there's certainly a group of members who feel that we should look at trying to make the design more transparent. And particularly if you're at the stage where you are, you might want to look at that. It may not be feasible, it may not be possible, but I think from a task force perspective, we'd like you just to visit design, if you could, from a transparency perspective.
Chairman, can I answer the question?
Please.
We have submit the design to the archivist, and they approve our design. If we change the design, we will receive two objections. One from the LESCO secretarial. We have to stick to the existing design, EW2, in order to blend in with the environment and make consistence. Now, and also we have to go back to Archibus. This will delay our construction program. You know, the LESCO Commission requests this to be a fast-track construction project. We have to finish it within 3.5 years. If member insists us to change the design, we have to report back to LESCO, say we have to delay the project, and we have no choice.
All right. The Bureau, please.
I suggest that as members have already expressed views, albeit different views on this project, I suggest that departments take the comments back and report to your departments, and if necessary, report also to LEGCO, because this commission, as you are consulting this commission, it would be only be appropriate for you to report. But we, of course, we understand what you say.
Yeah. Sure. No, we are not arguing with you.
That's okay. Because the chairman also summarized very appropriately the views put to you for consideration.
Chairman, other than the department, maybe a gentleman from CSO want to say something.
Please.
He is our client.
All right, please, client.
Actually, yes. Because why the design itself is, as Mr. Zhang has rightly put it, is that this design is requested by Electrical Commission. They are the users, and of course we will look into every possibility in how to make it better. But bearing in mind that we are facing a very tight program, therefore it would be very difficult at this stage that we would say that we may not be able to make the transparent design as you have suggested, but of course we will look into the possibility, but frankly speaking, it may not be that possible at this stage. This is what we need to make it clear at this point of the time. Thank you.
But with respect, you need to be careful, because the way you describe it, you know, one wonders why you bother coming, because if it is a fait accompli, if it's all decided, so I think, you know, clearly, if you're consulting, you have to consult and you have to take back the comments from the task force.
We'll note your comment, then we'll take it back. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Final point, please, Peter, and it must be about the bridge.
It's about the photograph up there, actually, and I suggest everybody looks at that for a minute and holds their breath, because actually this is a good illustration of exactly where we're going wrong in planning our waterfronts in Hong Kong. This isn't directly on the waterfront, but just look at that. There's just about every single thing wrong with it. The design is putrid, there's no vegetation, there's not a soul in the street, there's poor litter bins, there's little bits of shrub lying around. This is not design. You go to Singapore, you don't see this. You go to any great waterfront in the world, or Darling Harbour, you know, you don't see this sort of mess.
The Millsbury is there.
All right.
I'm going to draw a line.
Functionalism
over
other items on the agenda. All right, please take back our comments. Report them back, please. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairman.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.